biographical material. Your message must be born. St. Helena, California, July 26, 1911. I attended the camp meeting held in Oakland, July 6th to 16th. This was a large and successful meeting. The Spirit of the Lord was present in a large measure. The ground was pleasantly located, and the meetings well attended. On some days, the large tent would not accommodate all who came. The Lord gave me strength to stay through the meeting. The last meeting at which I spoke, the Spirit of the Lord rested on me in a large degree. I felt very sensibly the presence of the Lord. His peace was in my heart, and I felt that underneath me were the everlasting arms. Never have I felt more free or more fully satisfied. The Spirit rested upon the congregation, leading to a general movement in a season of prayer. I was deeply impressed as I saw the large number of youth in attendance at this meeting. Earnest work was done that this gathering might prove a blessing to them. We need the grace of God with us in a special manner at these seasons. We need to cultivate a cheerful, appreciative spirit, and to bear a testimony that will be a help and blessing to those assembled. I thought I would not attend another camp meeting this summer, but instruction came to me that caused me to change this decision. In the night season, I was shown that there were messages for me to bear to large companies in several places. The words were spoken, "Would you take your shoulder from the wheel now? Go where the Spirit of the Lord shall direct, and God will be your helper. Your message must be borne before the people. Your light must shine forth in clear representations." Some ministers who in the past have borne responsible burdens in the work, presenting before the people strong evidence for the faith they believed, are now placing stumbling blocks in the way of others. Because of their sad example, and because they are falsifying the testimony of those who stand steadfast to the truth, you have a message to bear before the large congregations. Speak the words that God shall give you, and He will make the right impressions upon human minds. Your testimony is needed now. A variety of talents are needed for the promulgation of the truth at this time. The truth must be presented in its different phases. Theoretical discourses are essential, that all may know the form of true doctrine and trace the chain of truth, link by link, until they see it in its completeness. And gospel sermons must be preached, that Christ may be seen as the only hope of perishing souls. The people need to learn what it means to have a practical experience in the things of God. They must be taught how comprehensive true conversion is. When their spiritual understanding is awakened, the unconverted will understand the power of a "Thus saith the Lord." Angels are waiting for opportunities to cooperate with those who have departed from the faith. Give these the truth of the word. Give to those who have become lost in the fog strong evidences of the reasonableness of our faith. Do not cease your labors for them, for there are some who will be recovered from the snares of Satan. At this time, when the world is teeming with error, the minds of Christ's followers are to be stored with the truths of the Scriptures. They are to become giants in the presentation of the Word, bringing forth from the treasure house things new and old. Teach the young men the importance of fastening in their minds the doctrines of truth. These are the riches of heaven's treasury, and they are of greatest importance. The time has come when the Lord's voice, through converted workers, is to be heard, crying, "Advance! Arouse the minds that have been dulled through lack of zeal." The Lord speaks to His people, saying, "Cultivate the abilities I have given you by using them in my service. Store the mind with spiritual truths. Search the Scriptures with earnest prayer. Do not allow your minds to become crippled and dwarfed by lack of study, for the times in which we live call for vigorous action and keen perception. There is great need that our people be established in the faith of a sure and certain experience.
I feel deeply the importance of believers having an established spiritual experience. Those who are grounded in the faith will know of a certainty that they are being led and taught of God. Truth sanctifies the receiver, and it possesses a persuasive power that is very effective. Christ commits to his true followers this power of persuasion. He imparts the power of his grace and truth, a deep and constant love for his work in home and foreign fields. He gives them hearts that are in earnest in gathering with Christ. The power of persuasion is a wonderful gift. It means much to those who would win souls to Christ. Let us keep our souls in the love of God. If Christ is working with his messengers, fruit will be seen as the result of their efforts.
Great is the need of consecrated workers who will bear to the world a living testimony of the truth and its power to transform the life. Oh, for men who will stand in their lot and place to do the work that is essential to be done in giving the message to mankind. Soon we must render to God an account of the deeds done in the body. There is a much more earnest work to be done in giving the truth to those who are perishing in their sins. My brethren and sisters, proclaim the warning message for this time and show the blessedness resulting from obedience to all of God's commandments.